Stay tuned for Cabaret.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Will Two-Step, and welcome to the Cabaret program this evening. Each and every Tuesday, we bring you 1 hour of live music from local bands up and down the Front Range in Colorado. Tonight, we're honored and privileged to have three members of the Gasoline Lollipops in. Tonight, we have Clay, Brad, and Scott in, and I'm going to just let these guys play because that's what it's all about.
Down past Sleeper's Fork, where the Harpeth bends, Narrow Rose came to an end. Watermelon did in the mouth. Fell inside, head high above her gaze, and the sky so gray, the last hair on the flip side. Song broke upon Harpeth's shore at the place where Mary Rose once lay, but her body lay there no more.
That one was called Mary Rose. And Cohen and Seraphine, if you're listening, get ready for bed. Love you. This song here is called Drink My Fill. Giving me reason to believe. It's dancing in your eyes. Deep inside, I know the sun will never rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cabaret Program here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Will Two-Step, and tonight we're honored and privileged to have three members of the Gasoline Lollipops here. We have Clay, Scott, and Brad here with us tonight. And there's two folks missing in action. And
I haven't seen them for weeks. If anybody sees them, please let us know.
Return to sender, right? And that would be Don and Kevin are missing,
yes.
and we wish they were here. But
me too. They had a very important bowling match.
Oh,
that they couldn't miss.
They do leagues, huh?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right on.
Big bowlers. There's only, I mean, I think it's really the only thing that takes precedent over the band.
Okay,
but
well,
on bowling night, there's no chance.
Were they playing down in Lafayette?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's the semifinals.
Nice. Yeah. You guys are playing the Caribou Room on New Year's Eve along with Rolling Harvest.
Yes.
If someone's undecided, what do you want to tell them about coming out, and what are they going to see?
That it's the best show on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if there's only one night that they're going to remember for the rest of their life, it's going to be that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get your tickets now, ladies and gentlemen. Caribou Room up on Peak to Peak outside of Netherland. Great venue, great acoustics. Looking forward to the show. And I think it's doors are at 6:30. Music's at 7:30, I think, something like that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look it up, Caribou Room.
I'm sure if you get there at 7, you're not going to miss the music.
No, not at all. Perfect, perfect. Yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be a great time. All the Misery Money Can Buy.
Yes, sir.
New album, right? Newest album.
Well, not the newest album, no. Mm. That was our last album in 2020. Is that when we put that up?
2020, okay.
Yeah. And we just put out a new record called Nightmares.
That's yeah. Correct, right? I remember that. It's in the studio here, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yep, right, yep. Yep, I've played tunes off of it, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, yep. Where'd you record that one at?
At Animal Lane Studio in Lyons.
Oh.
And it was, funded by Octave Records. And so, yeah, that's how we did it.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. How's it doing for you?
I don't know. I mean, do records do anything for anyone anymore?
Mm-hmm. Good
I mean,
point.
I know they do something for the listener. I don't think they do much for the maker.
Nice. How many tunes are on that release?
13? I think there's...
13?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah. 10 or 13? Somewhere between 10 and 13.
Okay.
There's some song.
Yeah, there's some song. 10?
At least.
Okay.
I think there's 10.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't remember. There's some songs on there, though.
Yeah.
And they're all great. Absolutely. Some more music. What's the next tune?
Well, this one's off the new album. This one's called Midnight Dance.
Just
were born to a line of dreamers. They all did what they could do. Dropped the full weight of their hope inside me. And I see it inside you. It's a seed that grows the garden, baby. It's a thought that makes the mind. So content yourself with dirty weeds and roses, tangled up with mine. So how about a midnight dance while the children sleep? Lay your head against my chest. We can't save them, they're in too deep, but we'll do our best. Yes, we'll do our best. Black man to the mother earth, everyone is tired. So from Main Street to the mountainside, everything's on fire. We can't live in the shadow of this pack, try to shine a light. We were taught to turn the other cheek. These dogs were trained to fight. So how about a midnight dance while the children sleep? Lay your head against my chest. Can't save them, they're in too deep, but we'll do our best. Yes, how about a midnight dance while the world's asleep? We'll put our faith in God to the test. We can't save them, they're in too deep, but we'll do our best.
Song.
Thank you.
They're real nice. Sounds good. I want to give real quick credit to George Figgs behind the glass,
heck
producer
yeah.
and engineer, doing
heck
a fine
yeah.
job. Fine job as always.
And just an upstanding citizen, yeah. George is.
Mm-hmm.
Always yeah. has been, always will be. You're an oak, George. You're an oak.
Yes.
I mentioned the album prior, All the Misery That Money Can Buy. You guys recorded that down in Dockside
yeah.
Studios, right? How was
yeah.
that going, heading down there?
That's awesome. I love Lafayette, Louisiana a lot and all the area around it. It's magical. That studio's magical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best recording experience of my life, I would say,
cool.
for sure.
Yeah, mine too.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody agrees.
I'd agree. That was really fun.
Thumbs up all the way around.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was like summer camp / recording.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long were you down there for that one?
I went down 2 or 3 times for overdubs and mixing. But when we went down there as the band, I think we were there for a week. Yeah.
That'd been cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. And they got a little compound down there, so you don't have to leave. And the Vermilion River runs right through the backyard. Mm-hmm. And there's this big swampy area with a gazebo on it. It's really cool.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Nice.
I highly recommend it if anyone's looking for a place to record a record. It's affordable, too.
Yeah.
Right. Right on. Right on. What's the name next tune?
What is it? Oh, I was going to throw these guys a curveball and play a song that they've never played before.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
This is the one, yeah.
This one an A.
I think, yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. That is right. Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for reminding me.
Cool. Key of A, everybody at home.
This one is the working title on this one is Working for the Devil. I was just a little boy, the devil came to me. He pressed my chest and with a curse he blessed a prophecy. He said I'd never hold a pot of gold and nary spend a dime, but I'd be rich as the devil in my mind. So I picked up some pen that I found laying in the thorns. When the moon rose that night, my shadow had two horns, but I was tearing through the pages, I was burning through the verse, and I knew that I'd be happy with my curse. So I traded wings for freedom to be down here singing in the dregs and demon choir. And when the cry for me, it's just your jealousy. They can't be down here by the fire.
All right, Scotty.
To extract from my brain, I guess it'd be the one that's here now driving me insane. About hope and high glory and everlasting life, cause though it's short and dull, it cuts like a knife. Well, hell yes, I'm dissatisfied with all these muted hues. I prefer the world was burning if it gave me reds and blues. But I could build a rainbow with one blackthorn tipped in, so I'll be working for the devil to the end. And I trade my wings for freedom to be down here singing in the dregs and demon choir. And when the angels cry for me, it's just your jealousy. Y'all did it.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded good. We'll let the listeners decide.
Yeah.
If you have critiques to give us on that, just give us a call. Call KGNU and tell us what we should do different. The suggestion box is open.
And we take them seriously.
Really, really seriously. Yeah. I've got every suggestion ever written to me framed on the wall.
You guys are a lot of fun. Thanks for coming in today. This is a blast. December 31st, Caribou Room. I'm sure it'll be just as much fun.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of competition that night, and there's a lot of good music. But if you're looking for a good old-fashioned mountain barn burner, mm-hmm. then you should come to the Caribou Room, because that's what Colorado, that's like the traditional Colorado thing, is you got to go into the mountains to get the real juice of it. And those people up there are real Colorado people, and they throw down, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. So people be hanging from the rafters and so forth.
Getting a visual, and it's going to be interesting here. Yeah.
People in bear skin will be dangling from the rafters. and then they turn on the sprinkler system in there, and it's full of moonshine.
You gave away the
no, that's
ending.
That's only at 11:30. Wait till midnight. That's when the real ball drops.
What's the next tune, Clay?
Well, this is a sad bastard song that that Brad is always picking on me to play, and I never do because we're always like in a rock and roll setting. But here we are in a folky setting. So this one's called Ghost of a Man. It's off of our album Soul Mine. Yeah. Last night was all locked up. Guess that's your way of saying that you've had enough. I wish I could say the same, 'cause I've had my fill. But I don't think this stuff is gonna stop till it kills. I've lost don't even seem to faze me. My devotion to destruction never ceases to amaze me. Now that I must be stupid or just flat out crazy, like you said, you're the first and the last to ever love me, baby. Is simple. You make friends by and round. But the mornings are harder, 'cause I wake up all alone with my shame like a fuse burning down to the bone. I would apologize if I had the sincerity, but these days it don't seem like there's much here left of me. You don't have to speak, I know you agree. Like you said, I'm a ghost of a man that I used to be. Oh, I'm haunting his skin. Oh, oh, here we go again. Oh, look at this mess that I'm in. I pray every day. This next song is a Tom Waits cover. It is called Jockey Full of Bourbon. That's a good idea. I've been meaning to do that for three songs. Yeah, no, it's out of tune. It sure is. Well, it's been sitting in a cold car all day. close enough for Tom Waits.
Yeah, actually, we should probably
teach him. Yeah, yeah. It just adds to a Tom Waits cover if it's out of tune. So, yeah, we recently did a tribute to Tom Waits up at the Gold Hill Inn. That they have a tribute every year. They change the artist every year, and it's all for raising money for hospice. So y'all should look into that, see who the artist is going to be next year, because it's always a great lineup of local musicians covering famous songs, or maybe B-sides, whatever, but famous artists.
Pink on a downtown train, $2 pistol but the gun won't shoot. I'm in the corner on a pouring rain, 16 men on a dead man's chest, and I've been drinking from a broken cup, 2 pairs of pants and a mohair vest. I'm full of bourbon, I can't stand up.
Hey little bird, fly away home, house is on fire, your children are lonesome. Hey little bird, fly away home, your house is on fire.
Stepping on my devil's tail, across the lines of a full moon head, and through the bars of a Cuban jail. Bloody finger on a purple knife, flamingo drinking from a cocktail glass. I'm all alone with someone else's wife, so catch a view from on top of the grass.
Hey little bird, fly away home, the house is on fire, your children are lonesome. Hey little bird, fly away home, the house is on fire.
Nice. KJNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We're coming into about the last 25 minutes of the program here on the Cabaret program. We have three members of the Gasoline Lollipops here. We have Clay Rose on guitar and vocals, Brad Morse on stand-up bass, and Scott Coulter on piano. And Don Ambroy is missing. He's normally playing the guitar. And Kevin Matthews is the drummer. And they're out bowling, apparently. Semifinals, hey, you know, I get it.
They might be winning. If they are, it'll be worth it. If not, we're going to give them a lot of hell.
Well, is it, I guess, is it beer frame yet? You know, are they buying their pitchers or not?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think, the beer's on the house if you're in the league, I think. Yeah,
you ooh.
Pay membership fee. Yeah, you get the free shoe rentals if you forget yours at home.
Whoa.
Of course, they would never do that.
At the top of the hour, stay tuned for Corriente. We bring you 2 hours of Latin music with Elena. We'll be your host this evening here at the top of the hour. So we have about 25 minutes. Let's get rocking, man. Let's have some more music. Clay, what's next?
This one is Longest Night. It's off of our first EP. Thank you.
trying to do a change for the Kansas Turnpike toll. Trying to dig up faith, the strength left in your soul. It's counting lines that fly out of spite with every cigarette. Yeah, this is the longest night I've had to drive through the year. Every hotel room smells like death. Clouds across the moon move slow like your breath. I wonder why the good times were so easy to forget. Yeah, this is the longest night I've had to drive. Come on with the rain, and our Missouri is gone, but not the pain. I'm praying to God now, but I don't know if He exists. Well, what else could I do for you on a night like this? Your heart still pumps blood, wish that it pumped hope. Trying to bring you love at the end of your rope. I'm blowing back in the speed limit signs, just trying to outrun regret. Yeah, this is the longest night I've had to drive through you.
Wild. I was just seeing 20,000 lighters all lit up while I was singing that.
Ball arena, right? What's next, Clay?
What is next? Oh, let's do this one here that my mama wrote.
Oh, yes. Yes, excellent.
This one's called Hard Times. I'm sorry, Brad, this guitar just won't stay in tune. Well, I don't need to apologize to you. I need to apologize to the million people listening right now at home or
maybe the 20,000 have their lighters
on their houseboats, wherever they may be.
All right.
Barefoot
feet on the hardwood floor, ice on the window, way through the door. She got up for the sun today. Black hair flowing down her back, train was blowing from a track, and it leads her mind away. And she thinks about the times when the dreams filled her mind. Now the dreams are filling up her heart. Her somehow. She don't need diamonds now in the hard times, but she's found love. That's right. Well, the bed springs pushing to his feet. Smells from the kitchen, it's time to eat. He remembers the night as the day begins. He slips upon her like a playful child. She turns around, they both smile, and the train whistle blows again. And he thinks about the time when the dreams fill his mind. Now the dreams are filling up his heart.
Mom wrote that?
Yes, she did.
That's a great song, man.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I like it a lot.
Did you guys record it?
We did. We recorded on Resurrection.
Nice. I'm going to ask each one of you guys a question, and we're going to start with Clay and go around to Scott and then Brad. So Clay's on my right, your left as you're looking at your radio. this might be easy for him.
Unless you're looking in a mirror and your radio's behind you.
Don't confuse the audience, Clay. what was the first concert you went to, band you saw, that kind of sparked a little bit of interest in you to maybe make this a career or at least a big part of your life enough that you're out here now on the radio and playing gigs and stuff?
I guess the first live performance that I remember seeing it sparked an interest. I wasn't at the show, but it was a filmed recording of Richie Havens at Woodstock.
Mm.
And he played really strangely with his thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And he had these big, long thumbs like mine that are just weird and double-jointed. And I was just starting to learn how to play guitar at that time, and I was playing with my thumb. And he showed me a whole style, you know, of how to, like, be rhythmic and use it like a drum. And he would use his thumb to bar with and stuff. And just his passion, you know, that recording of him doing Freedom. And mm-hmm. I later met him And he told me about that song, and he said that that recording, he was only supposed to play for an hour, but Jefferson Airplane was late, and they were hour after hour late, and he ended up playing for over 3 hours, and he played every song he knew, and then the chopper was coming in, and they said, okay, they're coming, just one more, but it's got to be a long one. And he didn't have any more songs, and so he just made that one up on the spot, and that's what's on the Woodstock video. It became, I think, probably his biggest original hit, you know? I mean, like, but anyway.
So Richie Havens for Clay.
Yeah, Richie Havens.
Woodstock. That's a good
Woodstock.
One.
Yeah. I was just a wee little sperm at the time.
Scott on keys. What's your story, man?
Oh, what was my... Can you hear me? Can everyone hear me out there?
Stand up, maybe.
There we go. How's that?
Yeah, that's better. Cool. Yep.
All right. I think it was something really unrelated to all this. It was Pablo Casals that I saw. I don't even remember the concert. I couldn't tell you anything that happened, but I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
I saw Pablo Casals, and I remember my mom told me. I just came back from that concert. I went with a neighbor friend of ours, and I came back from that concert just altered, you know, a stoned 5-year-old just coming back.
Right.
I'm sorry, forgive my ignorance, but who's Pablo?
one of the most famous cellists of the early 20th century. He's the reason why we know the Bach cello suites.
Really?
Because of that guy.
Really?
Yeah, legit. Yeah, he performed it after all of his stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's heavy. Yeah. I didn't even realize you saw him. So that's amazing.
Yeah, and I came back. My only memory of it is just kind of seeing this like orange glow. When I think back to that memory, I just see the energy he put out there in that, and it just was.
Can you give us approximate date range?
I mean, I have to have been under four, so it has to have been like early 1980.
Okay.
1980, okay, cool. 81, something cool. like that. Yeah.
Right on.
And then way later, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Okay. Yeah. Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee for me, too.
That wrote me into all this stuff.
The killer.
That's amazing, man.
And Brett, how about yourself, man?
Well, where I grew up, I didn't actually see that much live music alive, because I'm from North Florida and there wasn't really much going on in North Florida. do you want a live or do you want like the first time that I remember and kind of thinking like I kind of want to do music?
And the question was live, but you know, just whatever music, whatever works like, for you. If you didn't,
because I have two different stories. Two different. One, when I was like six, maybe five, maybe a little older than that, seven, maybe in the car. And I was just driving up to Wisconsin from Florida, because that's where my folks were. And then we were just listening to some radio station somewhere. And it was actually a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. And because my parents were like all into 90s pop country and stuff, so that's pretty much what was on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then this came on the radio, and I was like, what is that? You know, like, this is really cool. You know, this is really pretty. You know, just whatever was going on. And I didn't find out until years later who the band was. But I just remember always hearing that and being like, I didn't know you could make sounds like that. And then the other one about the bass is in middle school, actually. I remember seeing the bass player in the high school, the middle school jazz band play. And I was just like, that's really cool. And he's playing spinning wheel.
So it was Flea, and then it was the bass player in the middle school.
Yeah, Jared Treadway. Yeah. I became good friends and roomed with his younger brother in college. But
so he's right up there with Flea.
Right
that's
up there with Flea,
awesome.
Dude. Right up there, yeah.
Awesome.
But no, he played spinning wheel, and I was like, it's a really cool bass line, you know?
Yeah,
and I was just like, I just remember hearing that. And then from there, I found Jaco and Victor and saw DVDs of them, and that's what those were like the first ones, but... And then I eventually saw Fishbone, and that was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Fishbone was one of the best concerts
that was,
I ever saw.
Yeah, I got to see that live. That was one of the first, like, bands I saw live. And I was like, Norwood, you're the best.
They're
so
amazing.
Yeah, nice. So that's, like, maybe the first live one.
Yeah, I'll contribute a little bit. My first real live show was in the Passaic Theater in Passaic, New Jersey, old John Shear venue, and was Sea Level and Outlaws. It was in early 70s. It was really cool.
The first concert I ever went to was with Pop, and it was a festival, a day festival, and it was Arlo Guthrie and Jefferson Starship, and weren't the Allman Brothers there?
Yeah,
the Allman Brothers and a couple other big bands from the early 70s.
Great for checking everybody for the Elvis.
Yeah, but they didn't find it, did they?
Clay's dad's here in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the studio with us. All right, guys, hey, 10 minutes left in the program. Let's have some more music. What's next?
This one is Death.
Mr. PhD, my pain is a mystery. Could you use your therapy to tell me what is wrong with me? But our whole song has just begun. Don't go jumping the proverbial gun. If you want to be understood, talk about your childhood.
KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Cabaret Program coming into the last 6 or 7 minutes of the program here. My name is Will Two-Step, and it's been a pleasure and an honor to have these members of the Gasoline Lollipops here. It's Clay Rose on guitar and vocals. Scott Cortier,
Couture. I like that pronunciation.
Couture. Yeah,
it makes you sound cultured.
On piano, and Brad Morse on stand-up bass tonight. Brad, for the New Year's Eve show, are you going to be playing primarily a stand-up, or are you going to alternate between that and the electric?
Half and half.
Half and half?
Yeah, half and half. So.
Cool,
yeah,
cool.
A little bit of everything.
Right on, right on. Good, yeah. New Year's Eve, Caribou Room. Check these guys out. Netherland, Caribou Room. It'll be great fun. Let's see. Got a five-minute tune? Maybe we'll let you have something like that, or we got
yeah,
two?
Yeah, we'll just let Scott solo forever.
Okay, well, that works. And we'll just let Elena just fade us out at the top of the hour then from that perspective.
Cool.
Anything else you want, you gentlemen want to say to the audience out here?
Be nice to each other.
Kind words, kind words. Very good. Very good. Y'all be careful over the holidays and have a great time, and looking forward to the New Year's show.
Cool. Yeah, we are too. We'll see you up there.
Right on.
This one is called Jesus Ain't Dead. Jesus ain't dead, he's asleep home in bed, and Elvis is cooking him eggs. Well, Hendrix and Joplin, they went out to go shopping. They'll be home before noon with the digs. And all of God's children are out busy building an ark for to sail on a flood. But them wafers ain't meat, they're just made of wheat. No one ever got drunk off of blood. Yeah, so pass that wine around, my friends. Redemption will just have to wait. We'll be drunk by the time this world comes to an end, and I see you at the old pearly gates. That's why. Said, I done told them. Jesus said, this time they've gone too far. Yes, and all of God's legends are out busy pledging their souls to the path of the past. But Jimmy and Jim, Kurt and Janice Joplin, all laugh loud, but the kings both laugh for last. They said, pass that wine around, my friend. We'll just have to wait. We'll be drunk by the time this world comes to an end. I'll see you at the old pearly gates. That's fine.
Pretty cool acoustic music, and now it is 8 o'clock, and you are listening to KHNU 88.5 FM Boulder, KHNU 1390 Denver, and of course KHNU online. Thank you to Will Two Step and some of the Gasoline Lollipops. That was really great. Gonna get to some music after a few programming announcements.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland, featuring Gasoline Lollipops and Rolling Harvest, New Year's Eve, Saturday, December 31st. Ticket information and more at thecariboutroom.com.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com.
And buenas noches, good evening. Hope you're staying warm, especially for the next few days. This is Elena with you, acá en Corriente. And I'm going to do some music, a little bit of music to honor the winter solstice, which is tomorrow, the longest night, the shortest day, but then the sun begins to return, the days begin to lengthen, even though it may not feel like it, pero sí, it is getting longer. And also a couple of tributes to two great musicians that we lost in the last month. Pablo Milanés from Cuba, who passed away on November 22nd, and Paul Cohn, the husband and co-band leader with Lila Downs, who passed away on December 7th. So we're going to start with some other music, but if there's something you'd like to hear, feel free to write in to dj@kjnu.org, or you can also call when I'm not talking at 303-442-4242. And I have a lot of stuff prepared, but always open to looking for other things and following up on suggestions if you have them, si lo tienen. Okay, so we're going to start out with some music to honor the earth and honor the solstice.